it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take time and answer questions. And so you sent a lot in, so we've got a lot to do today. But I want to take just a minute. If you'd like to partner with us, we're able to do this because we've got partners from all over the country that support us on a monthly basis or a one-time basis. And that pays for everything we do here in the studio, the equipment, everything. And so we want to say thank you to our partners. You make this possible. We're reaching people we never could reach without you. So thank you very much. If you'd like to be one, go to our website. There's a little button you can just click. Hey, you'd like to partner with us, we would appreciate it. God bless, guys.
I was just kind of glancing at, usually I don't look at the questions beforehand, but I kind of glanced over them today. And what I'm realizing is that people are hurting out there. Families are hurting more than ever. If there's a message about the family, this is a time that
we need to
come together as the body of Christ, the family of Christ, but as individual families as well. So, all right, Joe, I really need guidance. My son and daughter in love met through youth church classes. They both were saved. My son's first child, her second, contracted spinal meningitis, and she was misdiagnosed at the local hospital. They only had her home for a total of 4 days. She was airlifted to St. Jude affiliate. They tried to save her, but at 10 and a half weeks, she passed. Both of them said, "How could God take a tiny baby from us?" I told them she wasn't theirs, but God's. After that, they had another child, a boy. Now they don't talk about God in their home, and I have been told not to take them to church. They have said their children can make up their own mind when they are older. My granddaughter says she's an atheist. She is 18. This breaks my heart because I know if they would turn back to our Lord Jesus for all of the problems they are experiencing these last 10 years, they would experience healing. Do you have any advice?
Well, yes, but, you know, Jesus went through it. Apostle Paul went through it. The apostles went through it. You can't talk to anybody that's not willing to listen. You got to catch them in a moment when they're willing to listen. I remember when I first got in the ministry, I'd been an engineer. I loved my job. Got across to the ministry, got out, got on the church staff. I loved what I did. But my family thought I'd gone off the deep end. Like, well, Joe got religion. You know, they just didn't understand anything about ministry. And so I had to be very careful when we go back to visit family reunions, talking to family members, not to overdo it. Try to be real calm. Wait till they ask questions. You know, I can't tell you anything unless you're wanting to know. So eventually they'd ask you about the hope that's in you. Hey, what do you believe? Why do you believe that? So, well, I can always go back to the Word of God. I go back to the Bible. You know, God gave us a book and it still works. And so, and it would always be tough family situations. You know, I had relatives, you know, I did the weddings and funerals because I was free. And so I remember I was doing a funeral one time and the brother of the guy laying in the casket came up. He had died early, and brother came to shake my hand. So, well, I guess God needed him in heaven. And I squeezed his hand, put him in close to me because I'm standing by the casket. We're going to do a graveside service. I said, no, God didn't need him in heaven. He wasn't any good to anybody down here. And he got offended. I didn't see him at the graveside service. I said, people, they don't read their Bible. I said, listen, God doesn't take anybody to heaven. God's not in charge of this planet. And so I got 2 degrees of theology, and which is really good, but really just need to read the Bible. Just read the Bible and you'll find out what's going on. There's a God, and there's a devil. We're in between like an Oreo cookie. God said, I set before life, death, blessing, curse. You get to choose. And so when you go through the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Who's killing people? The devil. Who's making people sick? The devil. Who's making people crazy? The devil. We have an enemy called the devil, but we've been given authority over him. So, you know, I'm still a family preacher. So when somebody gets to the hospital, well, what do you think God's trying to teach them? God's not trying to teach them anything through sickness or disease or famine. God draws people out of his goodness. How do you know that? I read it in the book that we came with. We came with a book called the Bible. And so first thing you try to do is try to help people out. God didn't take your child. God didn't do that. You know, the devil, he's a thief, a murderer, a liar. John 10:10, the devil steals, he kills, and he destroys. Jesus said, I've come to bring you life and life more abundant. So you got to be very patient when you're talking to somebody. But number one, God didn't take your child. He didn't. God gives life. God restores life. God heals people. Jesus did it when he was on the planet. When he left, the apostles took over, did the same thing throughout the book of Acts. They healed all that were oppressed to the devil. What about doing good? God's trying to do good. So the first thing you have to do is get the truth. God didn't take your child, you know. Unfortunately, they died early because there's disease and there's famine, and there's wars. I mean, I taught history for 10 years at a great school, and I realized something. The devil's been around for eons of time. He hates people. He kills, steals, and destroys. That's what he does. God doesn't do that. The devil does that. So for whatever reason, child went to heaven, they're fine. You'll see him again one day, but God didn't do this. So don't get mad at God. And that's what happens to people. They get mad at God for the wrong reason. You got a common angel.
Yes, it is. That is a challenging situation. And the enemy loves for us to blame God for yes. what he's done.
Yes.
And it's out of a wound, you know. And the challenge is when you're facing adults is you can't be the Holy Spirit for somebody. And so you can pray for them.
Yes.
You can let your light shine, be consistent, try not to preach at them
nope.
because that will just drive them further away. But the Bible says the kindness of God leads them into repentance.
Yes.
And so I just think that when I would be around them, I would just express the kindness of God.
Yeah.
Because what they're trying to make, they're sadly blaming God for something that he would never do something like that. So
when Adam and Eve sinned, Satan at that moment became the legal God of this planet. The Bible says in John 10, he steals, kills, and destroys. Where did famine come from? The devil. Where did disease come from? The devil. Where did wars come from? The devil. He hates humans. There's been a war on from the beginning of time between God and the devil. Now, God's won. He sent his son to die for us, and we've been taken out of that mess. But we're still on an alien planet. You know, there's still wars and famines, disease, but God's not doing that. And I tell people all the time, I've taught intercessory prayer for 10 years at my local church, and I learned something during that time. God's not allowed on earth unless somebody asks him. That's what prayer is. Jesus said over and over in the New Testament, you have not because you ask not. Ask that the joy might be made full. God wants to help me, but he needs me to ask. So I sort of stay in a constant state of asking. Billy Graham said one time, the greatest thing I ever heard him say, he said, if I had my life to live over again, I'd spend more time thanking God than asking God, because God inhabits praise. He learned. God likes to be thanked. He inhabits praise. God's here all the time. He's never left you nor forsaken you. But there is a devil that will steal, kill, and destroy. So we're on a planet where Satan is the temporary god of this planet. Eventually, he's going to go in a lake of fire and burn forever, but not yet. We're on a planet where he's in charge, but he's not in charge of us. Because we've been taken out of his kingdom. We're in God's kingdom now. We're behind enemy lines, but we're in God's kingdom. We got Ephesians 6, the armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, sword of the spirit. You got to get your armor on. And you realize something. We're here to be a blessing. We're not here hiding out. We're not afraid of anything. We're here to set captives free. We're trying to get people saved and get them in church and get them well and get them healed and get them restored. That's our job. And it's a full-time job, but it's an honor to be able to do it. So don't blame God for something he didn't do. God didn't do that.
Yeah. But I would just try to love on them
yes.
because they're hurt and, you know,
don't preach to them.
Yeah.
Now if they ask you, give them a short answer. Don't overdo it. Don't yeah. turn into an evangelist. Just give them a short answer. The shorter the answers, the more questions they will ask. I promise you, I've been through this with all my family.
And just, I just believe that God will send ministering angels.
Yes.
And
God wants them delivered more than you want them. God wants them to think right more than you do. God loves them. He's still for them, but the devil's blinded them and yeah. they're mad. So,
yep. But the Holy Spirit is still there.
He is
still working on it.
Yes, he is.
Joe, my youngest son is a habitual liar. I'm talking about the lies that don't matter at all. When he gets caught, it's just excuse after excuse. I'm not sure where he learned this, as we honor honesty in our homes. Do you have any advice on how to discipline this? I've shared some scriptures with him, but it doesn't seem to make a dent.
It won't.
Well, I wish we knew how old this child was. I'm guessing fairly young. I had a nephew that he would make up some whoppers. He was an only child, and he stopped somebody in the grocery store and said, I have 13 brothers and sisters, and he named them all. And I mean, he would just, and it would be over nothing. I knew I got it. If you said go left, you have to go right, because he would lie about the dumbest things. But if they're a child, sometimes they grow out of it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a season. I remember when my son was a little boy. Of course, he was kind of a serious little fella. And I said to him, throughout his upbringing, I'd say, Sumner, I want you to know that the greatest gift you can ever give me is your word. Mm. And I said, because if you can give me your word and I can trust it, I will depend on it. I will lean on it and I will trust it completely. But if you break your word to me, then it would be hard for me to trust you the next time you say, I'll keep my word. So before you ever commit to something, just say in your heart, I'm giving my word. That's a promise. So as I give my word, I'm going to stick to it.
Good.
So while he was growing up, and even today, I'll say, can you give me your word? And he'd think about it before he'd make the commitment. And he is the most honest guy on the planet.
He is.
Sometimes I wish he would just fudge a little bit because it gets everybody in trouble, but he's going to tell the truth no matter what. Well, I love that. So sometimes, going at it a different way.
Get to the very last thing in Revelation, the liars go to hell. There's nothing good ever happens to a liar. So I would collect stories from my kids about, just common sense, carnal stories about people that, told the truth. What happened to them? They told the truth. I said, nothing good ever happens to a liar. Nothing. And I would collect scriptures out of Proverbs, just one verse, try to give them one a week. Hey, you ever read this verse? What happens to liars? Nothing good happens to a liar, because the Bible says you get to heaven, you'll give them an account of every idle deed and every idle word. When you tell a lie, an angel writes that down and you'll give an account of it eventually. And so every time you lie, you're laying up some nasty treasure, and it's not going to be good because you won't have to pay for that. What you got to do is learn how to tell the truth, repent quick, forgive quick. And so I just try to find a story every time I catch my kid in a lie. Well, let me tell you a story. It used to be about somebody, and I was a school administrator for years. I was some kid. I said, they thought they'd get away with it. Be sure your sin will find you out. Nobody gets away with nothing. People, well, I can get away with it. No, you can't. Nobody gets away with nothing. So be sure your sin will find you out. So you can try to lie. All you do is make yourself look stupid. You'll never be anything. You'll never get a good job. You're going to get fired. You're going to get kicked off a team, out of school. People don't tolerate or like liars. Nothing good's going to happen. The devil's trying to suck you into a hole that nothing good's going to happen. So just tell a story. Keep it short. But I collected stories about people that told the truth and people that lied. What happened? I said, I tell them after I tell a story. Just give us some thought, Just give us some thought, and they will.
One time when I was a little girl, my brother and I, one street over from us was a busy street. And one time my brother and I climbed this tree that kind of hung over the traffic, and we were taking acorns and popping them on the windshield as we're coming by. Well, we didn't think anybody knew, but somebody evidently knew. I think it was probably Miss Brown, our nosy neighbor, who told on me all the time. But anyway, the next morning we're at breakfast, and we're sitting there at the table, and my dad picks up the newspaper and he goes, look at this. Two young kids with blonde hair were seen by the police throwing acorns on cars. And he's just nailing us big time. We're both just sitting there, with our eyes all real big and everything. And, he's like, you guys know anything about this? And then it's like, woo. So anyway, you can try different ways of exposing them.
Yeah.
But it is a challenge. But
your job is not to make them feel guilty. Your job is just to point out the truth. You can keep doing it if you want to, but nasty's coming and it will find you. You'll have no friends. You won't be able to get a date to the prom. You won't be able to get a decent job. Your life's going down the tube really quick. God does not like liars. Liars don't make it into heaven. Revelation 12. It's not good for a liar.
You could try this, because this worked perfect with my kids. My daughter had a horrible sharing problem. Oh my goodness. That girl would, if my son touched something, she'd snatch it out of his hand, And so finally I said to her, the next time that I see you not sharing with your brother, you're going to lose to whatever it is forever. It will never come back. I don't play those games. It will be gone forever.
Going to the Goodwill.
And she's like, forever? I go, forever. And so the next day I see her and I go, are you guys sharing? She goes, hands it to him right away, She lost two things forever. We took it to the Goodwill, and that worked. So you might just have to take a little bit stronger approach. Yeah. Get rid of some things that he loves.
Oh, it'll cost you.
Yeah, it's not going to be the most fun week, but it'll clear up the line.
It'll clear up the line, yes.
Okay, Jeff, my 19-year-old daughter is going through a difficult breakup. Before the summer started, her boyfriend broke up with her, and she has had depression all summer. She saw a future with this boy, and now it seems like she has no hope for the future. As her mom, I know that this is not the end of the world, and she still has such a long time to find someone who truly loves her. I'm struggling with how to get this to her. I'm being patient with her, but I desire her to go out and live her life again. Have you experienced any of this with your children, or do you have any advice?
Mom, I'll let you answer that.
Yes, I have experienced that. My son only. My daughter dated one guy, married him.
Very simple.
Yeah, that was easy. But my son, who is artsy and can get very emotional. He's a songwriter, though. And, you know, when he's brokenhearted, he writes really good songs.
Best songs.
when he's in love, they don't come as good. But no, I mean, you know, seriously, some people kind of poo-poo that age and say, oh, that's just puppy love or young love or anything. But it's whatever it is, it's very real to her.
It's real.
And and there's no doubt. I mean, she could, you know, be going through the stages of grief. Yeah. And some of that is depression. But the best thing to do is to get her involved in something, get her busy. Because sitting at home and thinking about it, that's exactly what the devil wants, yep, to isolate her.
Isolation is a tool.
And the best thing she can do, or you can get her to do, is say, get in the car. We're going to go bowling. You know, let's do something. Take your mind off this for a little bit.
Because somewhere there is somebody better looking and better qualified to be her other. Because you get all the eggs in one basket. My world's ended. No, I hadn't. The devil always sends a substitute for the real thing shows up. Did it in the Bible, you know, try to tempt people to substitute. No, God's got something better than this. God's got something much better than this. Don't settle. And what he does is you get all depressed. Well, you were settling evidently, because if you thought that was the greatest thing on planet, you've not been around very much yet. You need to get out, kind of move around. And especially what the devil does with people. Nobody will ever love me. Somebody finally love me. Nobody will love the people that will love you. Give their life for you. They're out there. Not a lot, but they're out there. So don't settle. The devil's trying to get you to settle. So, yeah, Angel said, get her out. Take her bowling. Go somewhere. Take her for a round of putt-putt golf or something. Just get her out to get to where. And she'll see somebody or meet somebody.
And I think I would say to her, just talk to her. She's 19. She's an adult.
Not a child
anymore. And I'd talk to her and say, hey, look, let's talk this through. And then but we're not going to talk about it 24/7. But I'll talk to you about it every day if you want to. Yeah. But we're just not going to do it 24/7. Yeah. And then the other 23 hours of the day that we're not talking about this, let's go and do something productive. Yeah. But worst thing she can do is sit in her room and watch TV and isolate and withdraw. She's 19. This is the best time in her life.
I'm down.
She doesn't realize it, but
Don't waste these days.
No.
Don't waste them.
No. Well, we're going to be praying for all of those people, yes, because that's a lot.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us on this Mailbag Monday. We love you, and we will see you next Monday.
Listen, guys, everybody's going through something. You're not alone. Everybody's going through something, but God's got a way out of everything. Nothing's ever come upon us. God has not already made a way out. That's scripture. He's already made a way out. You just got to look for it. There's a way out. It'll be good.
Yes.
God bless.
Have a great week.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.